Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Friday, November 4th, 2022. US President says American troops will remain in Poland for a long time. Minister warns that health of Polish children is deteriorating, and experts warn that mental health problems are growing. Good afternoon. The US President has stated that American troops will remain in Poland for a long time in an interview with Polish radio. Asked by Polish radio's Washington correspondent at a White House briefing how long he would keep US forces deployed in Poland and other NATO countries, the US President replied, "They will be there for a long time." Biden's statement chimes with a recent declaration by John Kirby, the US National Security Council's coordinator for strategic communications. Kirby told Polish radio on Monday that Biden had deployed an additional 20,000 US troops to Europe in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He added that the US Department of Defense had developed a framework to allow the extra 20,000 US soldiers to remain in Europe on a rotational basis in the foreseeable future. The Polish health minister has warned that the general health of Polish children is deteriorating and they are suffering from excess weight and obesity. The health minister outlined the findings of a study by the Institute of Mother and Child that examined the health of Polish children during the COVID-19 pandemic. The researchers looked at the weight, height and blood pressure of more than 20,000 eight-year-olds nationwide. The study showed that the number of 8-year-olds with excess weight had increased by 5% since the previous study, with a corresponding increase in higher blood pressure. It also showed that 1 in 5 8-year-old boys in Poland were obese. A professor of clinical psychiatry at the Medical University of Silesia in Poland has warned that mental health problems are growing in Poland, particularly among young adults. In an interview, the professor said that we are accustomed to expecting mental problems in children and in the elderly, but recent times have witnessed a growth in problems for young adults. He suggested that the growing number of young people suffering from mental health problems are due to several factors, including the war in the Ukraine, COVID and inflation. And finally, Gdańsk's city guard has warned that the problem of improperly parked scooters is still present in and around the city. From the beginning of July to the end of October, 132 fines have been issued to the users of scooters and other wheeled personal devices such as roller skates. The problem is most prominent around the Gdańsk Old Town and next to the coast. In many cases where scooters are parked illegally, they are removed and held at city facilities. Fines vary depending on the severity of the offence, from 100 zloty for improper use of a cycle lane up to 3,000 zloty for towing another vehicle with a scooter or transporting animals with a scooter.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day and a moderate breeze with temperatures of 10 degrees centigrade, that's 50 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 7 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn rainy in a gentle breeze and temperatures of 10 degrees during the day and 4 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.